Warren and Donna Pett were dairy farmers in McGuanago before deciding in 1997 to spend their lives teaching about Christianity. They served in two other African countries before transferring to Uganda a year ago. They were gunned down last month near the school where they taught agriculture, cooking, and Bible classes. About 1,000 mourners attended the memorial service for the Petts last Saturday in Brookfield. The couple's eldest son, Saul, remembered when he visited his parents in Africa, and they went with a guard to see some wild animals.
My mom and I were taking pictures. We were enjoying conversation and laughing, enjoying our time together. Looked back, and instead of walking with his wife and talking with his son, who he hadn't seen in 2 years, my father was witnessing to the guard.
Though the Christian couple was working in a predominantly Muslim area, it's not yet clear why a group of armed men killed them and a student at their school. Scott Arbiter is a senior pastor at the evangelical Elmbrook Church, which helped sponsor the Petts' mission. Arbiter says what happened in Uganda was a complete surprise.
There were no threats, no warnings, no indications that their lives were in any kind of imminent danger. There is always inherent risk, but there was no imminent risk.
Arbiter says Elmbrook Church always checks for U.S. State Department advisories about dangerous conditions and talks with local contacts before sending anyone on a mission out of the country. He says missionaries are only sent where they're wanted. In Uganda, the Petts were helping local people learn about sustainable agriculture as well as Christian beliefs. The thousands of Christian missionaries around the world can do wonderful and heroic work, according to Daniel McGuire. But the professor of religious ethics at Marquette University in Milwaukee says missionaries have a vested interest in converting people.
Jesus will make the scene sooner or later, because ultimately that is their inspiration. And the real achievement is, it is an achievement which they recognize when someone who is hungry is fed. That's very clear. It's gospel truth. But the greatest achievement is when that somebody who has fed also embraces the gospel and accepts Jesus.
In Professor McGuire's view, missionary work has become more dangerous since the Bush administration's military action in Iraq.
Yeah, the missionaries' risk is made greater by the fact that there is so much hostility to the other missionaries, namely the military missionaries coming out of the Pentagon and the State Department and the White House. And so they're falling victim to the rise in anti-Americanism.
But Lanny Aronson of African Inland Mission, which supervised the Petts' work in Uganda, says his group's missionaries still get along well with their hosts.
There's a wisdom in understanding that Americans are not America. People may not agree with American foreign policy, but that doesn't mean they dislike Americans.
At the Petts' memorial service, David Kasali, who runs a theology school in Kenya, urged U.S. churches to send more missionaries.
Come! Do not be afraid. Come, let us claim Africa for Jesus Christ.
Some of those hoping to teach are learning how at the New Tribes Bible Institute in Waukesha. Today the students hear a lesson from instructor Adam DeMark.
You are righteous like Christ. There's freedom to walk in his power via the Holy Spirit.
The deaths last month of the Petts and four missionaries in Iraq have caught the students' attention, but have not changed their minds. Andy Benazet says he and his wife want to do missionary work in the Philippines and are not afraid of any risk.
I mean, all throughout history, it's not an uncommon thing for Christians to be persecuted. So, yeah, we are ready to count the cost.
Another student, Michelle Robinson, says she and her husband hope to go to Russia or perhaps New Guinea. She admits it's scary to think about being in harm's way, but insists her missionary work would be worth it.
Potentially to see these tribal people, these what we would say lost people, people that did not know Christ, to come to know the saving knowledge of him and have a relationship.
But Robinson and Benazet still have a couple of years left in their training, and during that time, more major world events could again change the climate for religious missionaries. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha County.